It is time to bring in Thorin Christodadottir from Main Street Magazine. Thorin joins us on a Tuesday morning, and we take a look at some of the stories you can find on the web, which is mainstreetmag.com, and in the magazine itself, which is free for pickup throughout our tri-state region. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Made it through yesterday, and the 3 inches of snow, which was a... No one's used to driving yet in this, because you could tell yesterday there were... There was a lot of accidents and a lot of crazy things happening. But
yeah, it's what, our second storm of the season? So
Yeah. But what the heck? Let's get on to what we've got in Main Street Magazine. And we live in an area that is an area that more and more is becoming an area that is older and older. And you have a story on the website, Aging and Attitude. It's, as you call it, a positive youthful perspective, helping live your best life.
Yes, Regina looked into this, and there's a lot of science behind this about basically how our disposition towards certain things can affect our aging. So she dives into this and talks about, you know, specifically about the science of it, but then about the philosophy behind it, and, you know, just dives into the wisdom of behind that, and it's fascinating to see, you know, how if we change our perception of something or how our outlook on something, how it can actually change chemistry and affect us long term. So I think it's worth a read for everyone, regardless of age.
All right, now you also have an article about an artist you've written about in the past. The article is A Perfect Echo.
So we've talked about Carrie Chen before, and she has a gallery in Great Barrington. So Anna interviewed her two artists that have a exhibit right now. So the intro is a little bit about the gallery, but then she dives into an interview with each of the two artists about their artistry, about the exhibit that they have there, and kind of about their process a little bit. So it's, you know, it's really about this combined two-person show that's happening right now, and about the very different art that they have, but beautiful in their own way.
All right. Now, not only publishing the magazine, but you have written a story in this month's magazine, starting 2023 off happy and healthy.
Well, it's, you know, this is our January issue, and so in addition to Regina's two articles that she has about, you know, aging, and you know, a lot of people have put up their New Year's resolutions this time of year, or, you know, we're 3 weeks in, but at the time of this writing, so I decided to put, you know, did a little research and put a couple of things together that I found that were helpful to try to, you know, if people are doing a resolution or just, you know, trying to set forward on a good foot this year, or trying to achieve a goal, you know, I gave them a couple of different things that I found that were helpful to me, and also that, you know, the great old internet had out there that a lot of people were saying are helpful in achieving goals. And of course, you know, as long as we're happy and healthy, a lot of other things are, you know, just fall into place. So I thought that was a nice thing to put together in case some people need an extra boost with it.
All right. the next article really interested me because, first of all, the picture. One picture is worth 1,000 words. The article is Bread and Beyond.
So Dominique spoke with Amy Halloran, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. But she talks about bread and flour, and Amy has written a book. And so it's Dominique was able to catch up with her and talk about, you know, everything, how she got to the, you know, where she is in writing the book. And then also she gave her a recipe that we shared with you. And so it's kind of a fun and light story about it and about baking and how that impacts, you know, has impacted Amy's life and creating food, essentially, and the joy that it brings her.
Well, the great thing about bread, I was once about 5 years, I got into a weird habit. I finally was successful in baking a loaf of bread.
Okay.
And then it just, I went wild. And every day I was baking bread. And I had to stop because I live alone. I was eating too much bread. But what I've discovered, that some of the simplest pleasures in life nowadays, and you can get, you don't have to make artisanal bread yourself. You can go to lots of different local stores that have artisanal bread. But even stores like Le Bon's and supermarkets now carry artisanal bread. There is nothing more satisfying that I've found, and I did this yesterday. I just didn't feel like cooking or anything, and I had a loaf of crusty Italian bread, and I made a couple big slices, and I put some Irish butter on it, Kerry Irish butter, and then I made myself a cup of tea, and I sat there watching TV. And just munching occasionally on the bread. And it was so relaxing. And just getting back to something so simple as a real nice loaf of bread that's not full of lots of preservatives and everything. And having real good tasting butter.
And then if you add that Irish cheese on there too, forget about it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny because the butter that the Kerry's that I use, it's not now available on a lot of stands in New York and supermarkets because New York changed their packaging laws. And so Kerrygold has to repackage everything that goes to New York. If it's not on your store's shelves now, it will be within the next week or two. But that's just a little sidelight from me on Kerrygold. Living in the real world.
Regina caught up with artist John Mora and was able to speak with him about his voyage to where he is today and his artistry and how that has affected him and then just really spoke to him about his influence and his unique art, which is, you know, I had a hard time picking photos to go with the article because there are so many different ones to choose from and so I hoped I picked a few that, you know, kind of exemplify some of the stuff that Regina and he spoke about. But it's very unique and interesting, and so I encourage people to take a look, and especially if they're fans of art and something that's out of the box.
All right, speaking about art, it's my favorite photo right now of the year. It'll probably hang in the top five. It comes with your article, The Iceman Cometh. Now,
yes.
First, let's talk about the photo, and then we'll talk about the article.
So what did you think when you saw that?
I thought it humorous, but I also found it beautiful because of the lake and everything. But the person getting set to jump in, I just think it's a perfect time for that story like that and a picture like that.
Yeah. So for those who can't see the photo, obviously there's an older gentleman in a pair of scuba, what is it, the fins and the
old fashioned bathing suit. Yeah.
Yeah, and about to jump in a hole in the lake. So. Ian has had a little experiment, and that is submersion in cold water. So he takes us on his personal journey about, the first subhead is shrieking like a schoolgirl. So, but he explains some of the science behind it and the health benefits and why he was looking into doing this himself and then his first experience with cold water submersion. So that is not a photo of Ian, just for those who are wondering. But it's an interesting, story. And as I said to Ian, I was like, this sounds very interesting. And I would be, if I didn't hate cold water and being cold, I would might try it for the health benefits. But it's, you know, it's certainly interesting. And, you kind of consider it, you know, after he outlines what it can benefit you from.
You know, when I was younger, I was exposed to this, the Polar Bear Club. And,
yes.
And you used to see videos and on not videos but on TV covering the Polar Bear Club, and to me they were always older Americans getting in and jumping in the water, or else they were from like a Scandinavian country or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are benefits to cold water therapy. I mean, look at the NFL and look at the look at Major League Baseball when they get finished. With a game, a lot of the players get right into that ice and stay in there and pitching the same thing. Now, of course, you can go the other way around where you do something crazy. But this area has always been exposed to jumping in cold water. We have all the different plunges that go for different charities in our area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. I actually, a couple of friends of mine have done it in the past, and I'm not jumping to get in that water with them, but I applaud them for doing it. especially for a good cause and the health benefits.
Well, you know, I've never done it, but I look at it scientifically, and I'd much rather, if I was going to jump into the cold water and like a polar bear plunge, I would much rather do it on a day where it's like 10 below zero, because the water will at least be 32 degrees. I've seen it done now where the temperature is like 40 degrees, and people get in there, and of course the water is 32 degrees, and that's a shock. And then when they get out, it's even more of a shock. So right. I look at it scientifically, and if I was to have to do it, I would much rather do it when it was 15 degrees outside, because I think I'd feel a little warmer when I get out of the water. But then again, that's my logic. And that picture that's up there could possibly be me at one time in my life. The Iceman cometh. Well, all right. Well, of course, Main Street Magazine, available throughout the tri-state region for free pickup, and our companion website, mainstreetmag.com. It's always great to speak with you, Thorin. I'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, here on Robin Hood Radio. And of course, once again, you can find Main Street Magazine at mainstreetmag.com on the web.